By Word of Mouth by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Not though you die tonight, oh sweet and wail, a spectre at my door, shall mortal fear make love immortal fail, I shall but love you more. Who, from death's house returning, give me still one moment's comfort in my matchless ill. Shadow Houses. This tale may be explained by those who know how souls are made, and where the bounds of the possible are put down. I have lived long enough in this India to know that it is best to know nothing, and can only write the story as it happened. Dumoise was our civil surgeon at Mariki, and we called him Dormouse, because he was a round little, sleepy little man. He was a good doctor, and never quarrelled with anyone, not even with our deputy commissioner, who had the manners of a bargee and the tact of a horse. He married a girl as round and as sleepy-looking as himself. She was a Miss Hillardice, daughter of Squash Hillardice of the Birars, who married his chief's daughter by mistake. But that is another story. A honeymoon in India is seldom more than a week long, but there's nothing to hinder a couple from extending it over 2 or 3 years. India is a delightful country for married folk who are wrapped up in one another. They can live absolutely alone and without interruption, just as the Dormice did. Those two little people retired from the world after their marriage and were very happy. They were forced, of course, to give occasional dinners, but they made no friends thereby, and the station went its own way and forgot them, only saying occasionally that Dormouse was the best of good fellows, though dull. A civil surgeon who never quarrels is a rarity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?